Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new.
And now, from the Suburban Home Care Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio. Here it is, Saturday again, and how fast a week goes. Well, Aging Info Radio is for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. We are on every Saturday morning on AM 560 WIND and Good Day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, and on the World Wide Web if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And if you are just tuning in to Aging Info Radio for the first time, we are on every Saturday morning here on 560. And I bring on expert guests to discuss the many topics that keep us moving forward on our aging journey. AgingInfoRadio.com, our website, just heard someone say that your website is your brochure. And if that's the case, I have a talking brochure. All my shows are podcasts, and we also put our guests' pictures so you can put a voice with a face, which is also fun. We spotlight our marketing partners and do consider their services when you need and know when you need something and know that they're definitely reputable resources. Well, my show today, I'm fortunate to have two extraordinary guests with me in studio today, and it's about finding a retirement community and moving. And one task may be as daunting as another. I think it was well over a decade ago I heard a very well-known morning show host say that she was having a difficult time finding an independent nursing home for her mom. And I thought, yes, that would be difficult because independent and nursing home are at completely different ends of the spectrum. Now, I think this is where the confusion comes in with a lot of consumers who may not likely really fully understand senior housing. And today we're going to find out about the different types of senior housing with my first guest and define those types of housing. And then we're going to find out how to right size and be moved out in a day. Well, I honestly do believe if people knew that they were what they were actually looking for in senior housing, it would make the entire process easier on elders and, of course, their families. And just like in all industries, there's a language that allows for distinctions, such as in court cases or closing a mortgage. There's a terminology. Well, senior housing is no different. And I've also heard the statement, I never want to go in a nursing home. Well, truthfully, none of us do. We don't want to live in a skilled nursing home. And I think really that people just don't understand all the options available when they say that as far as options available for senior housing, because senior housing, a lot of the communities today are like five-star resorts. And I think you would enjoy them if you knew a whole lot about them. So we're going to find out about retirement community living. And my first guest I'd like to introduce is Gail Nixick. And Gail is a senior care consultant with ElderWorks. Welcome, Gail, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, I'm very excited to have you on. And I'd like for you to tell my listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I've been working with ElderWorks and families and helping them with the different resources there are for senior care, whether it's in-home, independent, assisted living, or skilled. This is a very, as you mentioned, a very vast process on how to go about it. So people truly need a starting point because there's just so much information out there.
Or your guidance, right, Gail?
Yes.
That's another, that's a topic we're going to get into more in detail, exactly what Gail does. But before we get started, explain a little bit about what ElderWorks does.
ElderWorks will talk with the family and talk with the senior and talk with anybody else who's involved in the entire process. And what we do is we identify their health need, their financial, and their geographical requirement. You know, we might have one daughter and one son living on other spectrums of the state, so we really want to try to find a common ground where it's going to be convenient for their loved one at. So after we talk about, you know, the different types of communities that there are, we address the medical, and we talk about the financial, and then we talk about the expectations for everybody involved. Because as you mentioned about a nursing home, people want to say, well, okay, I never want to be in a nursing home. But if someone moves into a community and they're very, very healthy, we really want to look and address it where their health declines, and maybe they definitely don't want to move. So there is maybe a nursing home on the premises.
Absolutely. Now, I know with seniors, there's sometimes, or more times than not, a resistance to doing this, to even getting into the process of, you know, starting to look or to even think about it. Why do you think that is?
I think because the main reason is that no one wants to admit that they're losing some degree of independence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, truly, you know, who wants to say or hear, you know, the conversation where you as a daughter are saying to mom, you know what, mom, I think you really need to move. It would really be nice if the parent said to us, things are getting difficult for me at home. You know, I've got a lot of stairs. My carpeting is high. I just don't have the mobility that I had a few years ago. So that's where the resistance is, only is because they also do not see themselves as, believe it or not, old. And mm-hmm. I can tell you that this conversation lots of times is a 92-year-old might say to me, I don't want to be there with all those old people.
Well, the life expectancy just continues to go up. So what is a good time for a parent to start talking, either talking to their children about it or going to look for themselves or getting involved in the process?
Well, that's a real great question, Sue. Honestly, I would say that if there has been a recent family or friend who has moved to a community, maybe even the daughter or son might bring up to mom and say, you know what, you know, Aunt Martha just moved to this great community. Have you ever thought about your future and where you would like to live? So hopefully with having that conversation, it's at least planting the seed.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hope that when there's someone becomes maybe widowed is a good time and say, you know what, your mom, your dad isn't around anymore. I'm really a little bit afraid of being alone. Maybe it's a good time for me to start looking at different retirement options.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go into the definitions so that we can really clarify for our listeners out there. Let's start out with just, you know, senior housing in general.
Senior housing encompasses a lot of different options out
okay.
there. So that very well could be an independent
mm-hmm.
community that could be just called a retirement community. And that's really designed for individuals that don't require any supervision or assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Assisted living is something where the individual does require some assistance and does need to be there. So there's going to be 24-hour supervision. And then, of course, nursing homes is total care.
And the rehabilitation skilled centers are the actual nursing homes as well.
They are.
Now, there's a term called CCRC. You want to define that?
Continuing Care Retirement Community,
mm-hmm.
also known as life care for this individual who will move there, and that community will take care of the person from the time they move in to the very end of their life.
Now, with all these, I mean, Chicagoland has a lot of options. Is there a way that people could actually, this may sound like a very out there question, but I'm curious if they could just try it out. I mean, do they allow them to live there for, say, a month or two?
They do. It's called a respite or a short-term stay. And you'll see, especially in the wintertime, there's a lot of advertisements out there for a short-term stay for two reasons. A, there could be an older adult who's living with a family member, and the family member is going out of town, and they do need someone to look after their loved one. So the loved one might move to a retirement or assisted living community for a short period of time. The other part of it is that short-term stay is so the older adult could try out the community and, you know, kind of like get to know it and see if they're going to like it. After that time, hopefully that is the right fit and they would be moving in there. But that's usually a good idea for someone to really try it out with no commitment.
So most communities do offer that.
They do.
Is that in the independent and assisted living?
It's both, yes.
Well, that's so great for people to know that you can actually not permanently move in, but just stay there for a short time. So when somebody starts to go through this process, Gail, what are some of the questions that they should be asking or things that they should know ahead of going in there?
In terms of the independent?
Yeah, we'll start with the independent.
With independent. You know, what you really want to know is, first of all, you want to see with the older adult if they want to make sure it's close to their doctor. You know, like if they move somewhere 50 miles away, are they going to want to be able to be far away from their doctor? They want to see if there's, are they interested in having meals provided? If they want to continue cooking, well, then they can just get a retirement community with a full kitchen and, you know, there's no meals. You want to ask about the different apartment types. You know, remember, if someone is moving from a large home and they only have studio apartments, that's really going to be difficult for them for that adjustment.
I've also heard that you always want to go unannounced
to visit.
Yes. And this is Aging Info Radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to find out a little bit more about senior housing, and especially, is it a buy-in or a rental? We'll be right back. Don't go away.
It feels just like yesterday. Dad was walking me down the aisle. Now, in his condition, he can barely walk at all. I was feeling overwhelmed and unprepared when we had to move him into our home. But thanks to Suburban Home Care, we now have an experienced caregiver to help our family with my father's needs.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit Generation Renovation.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-616-7955.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-616-7955. That's 1-800-616-7955.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And did you know that a recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older that lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should, it's spinal disorders. So don't lose your mobility and learn to stay young your first 100 years with the help of the doctors at the Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care, your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care and a patient-friendly environment. Call Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst at 630-617-9790. And I'm here with Gail Nixick, Senior Care Consultant with ElderWorks. And we were talking about housing definitions. I think we covered a little bit into assisted living right before break. And did you touch on the skilled nursing and the rehab too?
I did. I mentioned that skilled, rehabilitation, subacute, rehab are all of the same.
Under the same skilled nursing. And most, I think it's 103 days are covered through Medicare.
Medicare, correct.
Right. Okay. Now, I also mentioned before break that we were going to talk a little bit about these communities, the independent retirement communities that offer different programs. Some are buy-ins, some are rentals. And what do you see with this whole area?
You know, those are, because it is a lot of different types of resources in terms of the financial piece of it, to know the definition when you're going, you want to find out when you're making that phone call, are you a rental community versus a buy-in? And what's the difference simply with the buy-in is that you do have to put down a significant amount of money down there. Again, that's a life care community that you would be staying there for the term of your life. So it's probably a good question to ask, especially if someone has a limited amount of resources. And if they're asking for a lot of money down, that is probably not a place to go tour.
And that's why they need to call you first, Gail. Why don't you give your number out on the air?
I'd be happy to. My number is 847-877-8215. And again, when they are calling and asking me these questions, I'm very happy to discuss those different options with them on the phone.
And you are the world of information there in the area of senior housing. Now, when people are starting to downsize, there's got to be an unsettled feeling about moving, especially if they've lived in their house for many, many years. What do you suggest to help them overcome such an obstacle like this?
I think the most important thing is do everything in stages. If you do everything just like throwing everything at once at them, it is such a tremendous task that it has becomes a very stressful time in their lives. So you really want to slowly introduce everything to them. So when you are talking about moving into communities, you want to look and when they identify where they want to move to, you'll have an idea about the size of it. And then I like to call it, only because it's something I've been calling it for years, I call it right-sizing because they're entering a different chapter in their life. It's a different lifestyle.
Absolutely. You know, I've heard from so many people that, you know, that didn't want to move into, say, an assisted living or a CCRC or independent living. And then they got in there. They've made all these friends. They look better and healthier than they looked before they moved. And I think a lot of people, just like with any unknown, they're afraid.
They are afraid. And you're so right about that. You will find that when they are hesitant about moving in, I would say about after 2-3 months, they're having the times of their lives. I mean, truly, there have been daughters and sons who've said to me, you know what, mom or dad was very fearful about moving in. They're there. They're doing everything, every activity possible. I can hardly get a hold of them because they're so busy.
Well, you know, a lot of the communities offer so much. You want to talk a little bit about their wellness programs or some of the progressive communities are really going way outside the box. Are you familiar with these communities?
I am. You know, the communities want to make sure that it is most engaging for all the residents because the last thing you want to do is you want to move from point A to point B to sit in an apartment. It defeats the entire process, the whole purpose of moving to a retirement community. So a wellness center is nice because they have their own visiting doctors that come in. If someone isn't feeling well, they can just go down there for whatever reason and then have something checked out. If need be, you know, they can take appropriate measures and take them, you know, to the hospital. The activities are vast. They also have resident consults. So that means that the residents themselves are planning everything that they want to do with the activity director. And they call them lifestyle directors now. You know, they can go to a play. They can go to a movie. It's more than just playing bingo in these retirement communities. There's a lot. They also have fitness programs. They actually have people coming in from at the fitness centers. They have engaging dining experiences. There's so much for everybody to do.
Yeah, that's why they're younger, because they're participating with people. So if a resident says, you know what, I want to go to this play, they go to the activities director or the person there and they say, can you put a group of us together? They actually have the source to do that.
They do. They
have the sources. Now, if somebody has a bad experience at, say, a skilled nursing rehab center, and they say, you know, they should really go into an assisted living, how do you overcome something like that?
Well, you can easily overcome it. In terms of if you're talking about the bad experience they had because they went from the hospital to a skilled nursing and they were probably doing their whatever 103 Medicare days, it's because, you know, they weren't feeling good to begin with. So they're going to have a negative opinion about it. They're really not feeling well the entire time. So they have that stigma attached to them that it was a bad experience, and that's why you'll never get them to move even into assisted living. So that's when you introduce the time where how about we just go take a look at, maybe just have a casual lunch and talk about it. And you will find that to be able to get the senior off that subject about that bad experience at a nursing home.
Boy, Gail, what you do is so important, and you are like a real estate agent for senior housing.
I am, but they don't really contract with us.
Right.
Remember, we're a free service. Mm-hmm. So they can call us up and ask us for information when they're just researching something, or they are right now in the throes of trying to find something and there is maybe a crisis going on. So we are going to be actively looking and assisting this family as fast
as
we can.
When you start to work with a family, do you take them out? You take them out personally to these communities and you work with them as they go through and tour them?
You know, it depends. Actually, it seems like a lot of them lately, more so with nursing homes, because this is such an emotional experience, Sue, mm-hmm. that people don't know what to ask. So even though I'm telling them on the phone or I'll email them a list of questions to ask, I'd be more than happy to go with them and talk to them and make sure that they ask the appropriate questions.
What a great service. And once again, you just said your service is complimentary, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's so great. Now, what would you advise? Say that one parent has dementia and is a little less active and the other one's fine and they really should both be in assisted living. How do you handle a situation like that?
Well, I think the worst thing that possibly can do is to separate that couple, because remember, one has been the strong person for the other, and I think the other one would decline significantly if you did separate them. So my suggestion is if the assisted living does have an area where there is more of a memory support in there, that maybe the husband or wife could be in there, but the other one, the spouse, could be in just the assisted living. So they're together throughout the day.
Now, what if somebody, there's a lot of families, I think you addressed this in the beginning, that live across the country. How do you help a family with these type of needs or advise them as far as, you know, maybe where you could suggest their parents to look at, or how do you handle a situation like that?
It depends on, again, what stage they're at in terms of the level of care for the parent. But if you're referring to if the adult children are out of state and the older adult is here, we might talk about maybe hiring a geriatric care manager to oversee the senior while I'm also getting involved and talking to them about options for living for their parent.
Right. Well, in today's world, Gail, there's, you know, with the real estate market. Now, would you suggest that someone wait to sell their parents' house before they move into a community? What's your expertise in that area?
Not a good idea. You want to make sure that you move the senior to a community, make sure they get acclimated. It's always harder to sell a home while the senior is still living there. So you definitely want to move them forward before their health declines a little more.
And that would also be a way, too, for they could even go into the respite side where their house is not even is sold, or maybe it's on the market, but they could try out that retirement community.
They could, you know, and again, communities are so flexible these days. They understand we're dealing with older adults, so they'll want to work with the family as best as they could to accommodate them.
Well, Gail, you're like a miracle worker in the senior housing industry. Do you work with all Chicagoland communities or the majority of them?
We work with the majority, quite a few.
And they know you?
I hope so.
And I can only imagine the testimonials that you must get from families that you really do help.
Well, it's very gratifying at the end of the day. We really feel good about what we do.
It's always gratifying. Well, thank you so much. Once again, I'm with Gail Nixick, Senior Care Consultant of ElderWorks. And this is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We're going to learn how to pack some up in one day.
Retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Are you a listener who owns firearms, or maybe you have questions about firearm ownership? Well, Illinois Gunworks in Elmwood Park is Chicagoland's full-service firearm headquarters. If you're new to firearms, Illinois Gun Works offers FOID services, the required class for a Chicago firearm permit. New firearm owners classes and a huge selection of firearms are available at extremely competitive prices. Illinois Gun Works has a friendly, knowledgeable staff that will assist you without attitude or pressure and gladly answer your questions. They have an indoor gun range and a professional gunsmith on site to make repairs and services. From beginner to advanced, Illinois Gun Works offers a wide selection of training and certification classes. It's the place to go for experienced owners or listeners considering ownership for personal protection. Illinois Gun Works, Chicagoland's full-service firearm headquarters, is located on Grand Avenue just a block west of Harlem in Elmwood Park. Call 708-452-0040 or visit IllinoisGunWorks.com. That's 708-452-0040.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell wiper blades, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We'll install wipers in the rain, snow, even hail. We like hail. It's like nature's Swedish massage. Plus, now save $10 instantly when you buy two Trico Neoform wiper blades. Fast, free wiper blade installation at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Store for details.
Is it time for a change in your investment strategy? Don't accept mediocrity, because change is here. Learn how to add alpha to your investments, pounce on bubbles, and understand the all-important five levels of asset protection. Recession and chaos is a great time for opportunity and greatness. Make it your time. Listen to the Alpha Wealth Hour, the show dedicated to wealth planning and protection. This morning at 9 on AM 560 WIND.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, something that can't go on forever won't. Well, my second guest today is Jennifer Prell. And Jennifer is the founder and president of Paxem. And that's P-A-X-E-M. Paxem is a senior move management company, and Jennifer is an expert in helping older adults transition from their home of many, many years into retirement living. Welcome,
thank
Jennifer,
you.
To Aging Info Radio.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on, and I'd like for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Oh, gosh. Well, I started Paxem back in 2003 to help people transition. I know how difficult it can be, and it's very traumatic for some people. So I decided, wow, this is really fun for me, and it's hard for other people, so let's make it easy for them.
Absolutely. Now, you actually do a thing called right sizing. Gail touched a little bit on it. Right sizing in only one day.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be a huge task to take on.
I have a lot of employees who are very brilliant in helping older adults transition. So when we're packing people out to move them to a new lifestyle, we will pack them, we will hire and manage the mover, and set up their new home in one day.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. impressive. Now, with the with moving older adults, what is the biggest concern that they have?
Losing the memories. Change is very, very difficult, and when they have to go through 50 years of stuff, they will make every excuse known to man to not move, because it is very difficult to even see past everything. And their biggest fear is losing those memories.
How do you downsize?
Very carefully.
Well, I would think that, I mean, even to start sorting.
Yes.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of emotion there.
Well, what I always tell people is start with the things that don't matter so much. You don't start with the photos. You don't start with, you know, all the mementos. You start with things like cookware. Or clothing that doesn't fit, things like that. That's where you start, and then you work your way up to the difficult tasks.
Now, how do you, besides, you know, doing that, where you take the things, how does somebody actually prepare for, say, upcoming? Is that what they do? They start just looking at stuff they can give away or donate to begin with?
Well, what we always advise people to do is start now. So mm-hmm. if they don't plan on moving for the next 5-10 years, that's fine. But you need to start decluttering now. Take a bag out a week. Just take a nice little grocery bag, fill it with things that you don't need or want, and donate them because there's always people in need.
Absolutely. I have a motto that says one thing in, one thing out.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen houses from people that have lived there forever, and you think, how are they going to get rid of all this stuff? Now, when should somebody actually hire a realtor in this process?
A realtor should not be hired until the home's been decluttered, it's been organized, it's been staged and prepared for sale. Then you hire the realtor. You can consult with realtors first so that you know what you need to do to improve the home, but you do not hire them until you are completely ready and the house is ready.
And you just mentioned the word stage. Now, does everyone need to stage their home?
If it's a teardown, no. But,
oh, yeah.
But yes, every house needs to be staged. If you want to sell it, you have to make it look nice.
And what do they say? Less is definitely more.
Less is more, for sure.
So tell me an interesting story. You must have come across a family that, you know, that maybe it took a day and a half instead.
Well, we help hoarders, too. So, yeah. Yeah, we do help hoarders. So those take longer. But one of the stories we like to talk about is a house in Olympia Fields where the mom and dad did choose to move to a retirement community. We moved them out. Then we went back and actually decluttered the home, and we found over $250,000 in cash, stocks, and bonds hidden over the whole entire house. Now, that's fun to find. The family was very excited when we kept bringing back stacks of bills, lots of money.
I'm just curious where they had them hid.
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Oh, how interesting is that?
Yeah, you have to go through everything.
Now, do you feel it is, a lot of people probably would want to sell items? How do you feel about selling, or do they ask you this?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to sell it instead
mm-hmm.
of donating it.
Mm-hmm. What we do is we go on site, take a look and see what they're trying to sell. If it's something of value, yeah, they should sell it, and we'll give them some referrals for estate sale companies that we trust. And it's based on what they're trying to sell. Not mm-hmm. everything's sellable. If we know it's not sellable, we're going to say, you know what, it's better to donate it because it's not going to sell and you'll just waste your time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, your company is all about moving seniors in one day. Is that all that you work with, or does pack it up for everybody?
We help anyone who wants to move, anyone who wants to transition.
In one day?
No.
No.
No. Typically, a regular home takes a day to pack and a day to move.
That's still pretty great service.
Yeah, we're pretty quick.
Absolutely. Now, what can you say as far as simple organizing or decluttering? I know you said, you know, start in these areas or start in those areas, but what would you say? Give me your quick tip before we take a break here.
Quick tip is you start with one room, you finish that room, and you move on to the next after that's complete.
And maybe start with the smallest room first, right?
Easiest first.
Absolutely. This is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Indeed. A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-4846 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-4846. 1-800-600-4846. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Business Software Alliance assures that the reporting of software piracy is kept confidential. You reported it. Was that your experience?
Yes. I mean, the entire process was confidential. It was pretty quick and easy. Went to their website, and it asked all the information. Really, they took it from there.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. That's nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or go online and search BSA.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Generation Renovation uses the principles of universal design to evaluate your home and help you with the decisions to construct an open, convenient, accessible, and attractive living space. You can contact Generation Renovation at 224-795-8310, and they will help make the lifestyle of your loved one fit with yours. Once again, their number is 224-795-8310. And I'm here with Jennifer Prell, the president of Paxum, and that's P-A-X-E-M, like Paxum Up. And Jennifer, I'd like for you to tell our listeners out there why you picked this profession.
Well, I'm an organizer by heart. I grew up, I walked, I organized. That's pretty much how it started. And helping people is very, very fun. That's all I do every day, is help someone with some aspect of their stuff.
What do you do with all the stuff that you guys, that they don't want?
Typically, what we will do is we donate most things. If it's a value, when we know it's a value, we're going to get it sold through an estate sale company. But we like the donations first. The things we that are selling, furniture is not really selling. Mm-hmm. So if you think your furniture is worth money, garage sale or give it away to someone going to college because it's not selling. Kitchenware, that's in really good condition, expensive kitchenware, not old and used and abused. Jewelry, old coins, old collectibles, dolls, all those things are still collectible now. They're just, you're not getting top dollar.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you recommend someone do to help their mom or dad through this process or to start it?
You need to listen. They're still your parents. Don't treat them like they're your children. They're not. They never will be. So respect them and have a conversation. Sit down and say, hey, mom, you know, I noticed that you're slowing down. Or, you know what? Let's plan for the future. What do you want? And planning is always good. I had the conversation with my parents when they were in their early 60s, which is a great time to do it. Because you never know what's going to happen. My dad's not in good health. My mom's in okay health, but who knows? Mm-hmm. So you have the conversation early and you listen to what they want. And then you help them reduce their search for housing through a specialist.
Like Gail.
Like Gail at Elderworks, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's Elderworks with the W-E-R-K-S, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say help through the process as far as the downsizing goes, I mean, do you have any guidelines there?
Be realistic. You're moving into a small apartment, a one bedroom, maybe even a two bedroom. Most of them are studios, but you have to look at your living space and be real. You can't take everything. So what's the most important things you need? You need your bed. Mm-hmm. You need your clothing because you can't run around naked. They don't like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you need somewhere to sit. You need a TV. And then everything else is peripheral. What are the things that you really, really love and want to take?
And maybe they'll even, through the process, be able to hand them over to their children, the things that they want to pass on.
Only if the children want them. Don't force the children into taking things. If there's heirlooms that have been in the family forever, fine. But they don't want your old kitchenware. They don't want your old spatulas. They don't want the old couch, typically. Some people do, but you have to know what they want. My parents know better than to give me anything. I'll declutter it.
Well, you got to bring it in and take something else out, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when's the best time for someone to move? Is there a best time?
Well, I always tell everybody, list your house in the fall or early winter because there's a lot less homes on the market. Springtime, everybody gets listed and goes on the market. But anytime you're ready to move, that's a good time.
Now, actually, in the winter, even here in
Illinois, houses are selling. We have been crazy busy with people making that transition, and they're all optimistic. And we're getting into these communities, and they're blossoming. It's a beautiful thing.
Now, what about a elder that's moving out of state to be with their children? Mm-hmm. Do you help facilitate this move? I mean, are you nationwide?
Absolutely. We are not nationwide, but we are co-owned by Beacon's A1 Movers. So we can move anyone anywhere in the world. They're an international mover. Plus, we have other National Association of Senior Move Managers that we know of that do similar things that Paxum does. So we know we can transition them easily wherever they're going.
So you're behind it, even if they're subcontracted through
yes.
Beacons.
Yes.
And you carry insurance?
Absolutely. We carry workman's comp and liability insurance, and that's hugely important because if you hire someone and they don't have that, you are their employer.
Now, so you, Paxum actually does the moves if they're local.
We do everything but load, drive, and unload a truck. And we can work with any mover you want. If you have a special mover you love, great. But the women in our company make sure you have an organized move. It's the smoothest move you'll have in your life.
That's so great that you take them out of their house
mm-hmm.
and into a retirement community mm-hmm. and you get everything all set up.
Right. By 5 o'clock, you're done. It's your home again. It looks just like your other home, just smaller.
Oh, this is so interesting. So if I ever decided to move, Jennifer, I could call you and
Absolutely.
Say, I'll give you 3 days. Will you do it, right?
Oh, we'll do it in 2.5.
Well, I'd like for you to give our listeners out there all your contact information. Your services are definitely needed.
Thank you. Our number is 847-829-4437, and our website is Paxum.com. We're very easy to find. We do give free information and assistance over the phone. So if you have a question, call us. If you want to pack yourself, call us.
Well, that was one of my questions. You know, when you call a moving company, they all vary from one to the other. How
Absolutely.
Does your process work?
Well, as I said, we are co-owned by Beacon's A1, so they're our preferred mover. If you want options, we do work with several movers throughout the state, and they have to meet our quality criteria. We do have a do not use list as well.
That's interesting. So you have a do not use list for movers.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's good to know. Remember that when if you are starting to move or actually starting to look at this. Now, obviously, you charge a fee for this, so you're pretty competitive, right?
Absolutely.
Once again, I'm with Jennifer Prell, and thank you so much, Jennifer, for being on Aging Info Radio. And her number is 847-829-4437. Don't go away. This is Aging Info Radio, and we'll be right back.
Retailing and healthcare is now possible with a free TheraFit eStore. With a company-branded website, you can now extend the level of care you offer your patients with instant access to the products you recommend for their ongoing health and wellness needs. A TheraFit eStore is fully e-commerce enabled with access to thousands of products selected just for healthcare businesses and consumers. You can learn how to capture a powerful new revenue stream for your company by visiting TheraFit.com today.
If you're looking to supplement your retirement plan, consider a reverse mortgage from MetLife Home Loans. Now, with reduced upfront costs, more people are including reverse mortgages as part of their retirement plans, and more financial planners are encouraging their clients to consider them. Call us today for a free DVD and information kit and learn how a reverse mortgage can be a smart option for you. Your kit will explain more about the benefits and costs. If you or any co-owners of your home are at least 62, a reverse mortgage can help provide the retirement you've worked hard for. So call MetLife Home Loans today. Call MetLife Home Loans today at 800-545-4815 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-545-4815. 800-545-4815. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
As my mother's caregiver, I was sure I could handle all of her needs. I soon realized, with balancing my own life and career, I couldn't do it alone. Then I found Suburban Home Care. After my first phone call, I knew I had made the right decision. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And if you have concerns about outliving your retirement, attend a complimentary lunch and seminar on that important question. Will I outlive my retirement, by O'Connor and Associates? Click on their ad on our AgingInfoRadio.com website for their Chicagoland dates and locations. To reserve your seat, you can also call 800-955-0916. And if you are definitely or even considering a retirement community in the need of assisted living or a skilled nursing facility, call Gail Nixick at ElderWorks. She will guide you in the right direction. And once again, that's ElderWorks. Their website is ElderWorks, WERKS.com. And if you're looking to do the whole process where you're moving out, Paxum will give you the right sizing project, and it'll be completed and done in one day. And if you bring an item in, take an item out, and be proactive in this. And if you feel that you are hoarding or you know of someone that's hoarding, call Jennifer as well at Paxum. And you can pledge to be an everyday hero at the Responsibility Project. It is for individuals, organizations, businesses, and groups on the issues we care about. Intervene when you know it's the right thing to do and stop bystander behavior. Take the Everyday Hero Pledge or go to theheropledge.org. And Paw Chicago has so many dogs waiting for a home. Please consider adopting a pet. They'll keep you young and healthy and extend your life. And this week we have Flower, a two-month-old black border collie, and she is beautiful. Contact Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. Flower is waiting, and she is waiting with her paws crossed. You can call Paws Chicago once again at 773-935-7296. And I was on their website yesterday, and they have so many great dogs. So if you're considering a dog, spring is coming, and it is time. Well, don't forget to follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook, on Twitter. We are new at that, and we could sure use some followers. We're also on LinkedIn, and if you've missed any show or any part of today's show, they are archived on our website at aginginforadio.com. If you have a request for a specific show, call us at 866-560-3965, and we'll do our best to source that expert guest. And please do consider my marketing partners when you have a need. They are definitely reliable resources. And once again, I'd like to thank my guest today, Gail Nixick, Senior Care Consultant of ElderWorks. Her phone number is 847-877-8215. And their website is ElderWorks, works with an E, .com. And Jennifer Prell, President of Paxum, a senior move management company. And Jennifer can help you nationwide if you have a need. Her phone number is 847-829-4437, and Paxum.com is their website. That's P-A-X-E-M. I'd like to thank my marketing partners, my sponsors, AM560, and my awesome technical producer, John Neff. I am Susa Wacky, your host, and we'll be back next Saturday morning, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Suburban Home Care has been proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.